Yeah, I think I'm starting to feel a little better. I was starting to feel better quicker than expected, so that's always a good sign. Just great trainers in there, I guess. Rob Millett and his team got me feeling good.
So what's the week or what's the crystal ball look like for you? What are you looking at right now?
Today was a good practice for me. Worked hard, got my heart rate up where I wanted it to be, got in a couple of battles, as much as they'd allow me to anyway with the yellow jersey on. Now it's about tonight and see how everything reacts and how I feel, you know, a couple hours from now. Body feels good and warm right now, so nothing. There's no problems, but we got to see how it reacts.
You watched the game last night. Just, you know, one of the rare blips we've seen inside the building this year. What was your take on what happened last night against St. Louis?
Well, I think we allowed them to play their game a little bit too much. You know, we knew that they flew in late. We knew that they're on the second of a back-to-back, and I don't think we attacked them like we had to. I don't think we had the zone time we wanted to have. We allowed their defensemen to skate a little bit too easily, so our energy might have been not where it needed to be to start the game.
What are you thinking here? Are you two workouts away from being sort of a game time decision? Or what?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, there won't be a pregame skate tomorrow, so like I said, it's all about tonight. We'll see how tonight goes, and you know, if I'm skating in the morning, then chances are I probably won't be playing. If I'm not skating in the morning, there's a chance I'll take warm ups and see how it goes from there.
Is it an issue that you dealt with in the past?
I think, yeah, you know, it's, you know, part of playing this game, bumps and bruises and issues like that.